Good afternoon, councillors.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Or evening. Good evening.
5 o'clock. Well, we can go either way. To councillors, in accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, notice is hereby given that an ordinary meeting at Council, Central Highlands Council, is scheduled to be held in the Council Chamber, Hamilton, on Tuesday, 20th of January 2026, commencing at 5 p.m. with the business of the meeting to be in accordance with the following agenda paper. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, Part 2, Division 1, a notice of the meeting was published on the Council's website on 2nd of January 2026. General Manager's Certification. Pursuant to Section 65(1) of the Local Government Act 1993, I hereby certify with respect to the advice, information and or recommendation provided for the guidance of Council in this agenda that A, such advice, information and or recommendation has been given to a person who has the qualifications or experience necessary to give such advice, and B, where an advice is given by a person who does not have the required qualifications or experience, that the person has obtained and taken into account the advice from an appropriately qualified and experienced person. Section 65(2) forbids Council from deciding any matter which requires the advice of a qualified person without considering that advice. Dated at Boswell, 15th of January. Stephen Mackey, General Manager. And the meeting commenced at 5 p.m. Audio recording disclaimer. As you would recall the Regulation 43 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures 2025. I won't go through the whole lot of that. Just remember that the Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that Council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on Council's website in accordance with Councillors' Policy 2017-50. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of Council meetings without prior approval being granted. Acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge and pay respect to our Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional owners of this land, past, present and future. The conduct of the meeting. Central Highlands Council takes safety seriously. We have a duty to ensure that we provide a safe workplace for our employees, councillors, contractors and members of the public whilst present at council workplaces. These premises form part of the council's workplace, and it is expected that everyone who attends council meetings will behave in a polite and respectful manner. People should refrain from using offensive or derogatory language or comments and not be aggressive, threatening or speak in a hostile manner. Present is myself, Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Archer, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Trivett, Councillor Hall and General Manager Stephen Mackey and Katrina Brazendale, Executive Assistant. And just congratulations to Stephen, our new GM. Well done, Stephen. We're quite happy to have you on board, obviously. Apologies is Councillor Miller. 2 is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda. A recommendation.
There are none.
We have none with that one. Goody, goody. That's a nil. And 3, declaration of pecuniary interest and conflict of interest by councillors and staff. Councillor Meacham.
From acting on your advice, I know I'm subject to part of the consideration in the closed session.
4.2.
Yep. GM Steve, if we can deal with the other matters prior to that, because I do want to have a voice in some of those other matters, but otherwise I'll be absent from that part of the meeting.
We can move the agenda, can't we?
Yeah. And in relation to the parts that relate to me, I don't want to hear anything from anybody. I want to have the same experience as anybody else is in that process.
Thank you.
I take it you mean that you want to talk about the other nominations.
That's right.
And step out for yours.
No, I want to talk about the other types.
Shouldn't all be
the other event of the year and
the event of the year is one of, particularly Steve. I don't have knowledge in relation to that. Thank you.
Declaration of pecuniary interest and conflict of interest by councillors and staff.
I have one in item 3 in the closed.
General manager, item 3 in closed.
And I have one in closed, which is the 4.1 Australia Awards.
Katrina is 4.1 in closed. It's closed. Any others? No? Alrighty. Minutes. 4.1, confirmation of draft ordinary minutes. Move it, please. Councillor Honour, seconder. Councillor Allwright. Any comment, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Allwright?
No.
Councillor Laws? Back to you to close, Councillor Honour.
Yeah.
Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That is everyone present. Councillors, thank you. Carried. Business arising, 2025 council meeting. A mover, please, that the information be received. Councillor Meacham, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Meacham, do you need to speak to this?
Yes, look, I just wanted to mention in relation to the 8.3, in relation to the Special Committee of Council and the progress that Mayor, obviously with incorporation with yourself and with Councillor Honour, will put a summary to the February meeting and progress in relation to that.
Thank you. Councillor Cassidy, the seconder.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to address 20.2, our Dark Sky Reserve. It says action. I would like to ask if and or when we're going to progress this insofar as a workshop and policy, and also 17.3, the dog management policy. I just wanted to note that it's due 11th of February, and I've provided some notes to see them on this.
Would you like to respond to that, General Manager?
The dark skies was going to be debated or discussed on the 3rd of February, which you can't make.
No, I won't be there.
So we will have to program in another date for that. In regards to the dog management policy, yes, you've sent through some comments in regards to it. Once it closes, there will be a report that will come to the council meeting, which will be in March.
In March. Alrighty. Okay. Is that okay with you, Councillor Cassidy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Councillor Laws, it's open for you. Any comments? No. Back to Councillor Meacham to close.
That's fine, nothing further.
Okay, in saying that, I will ask you to raise your hand in favour of that recommendation. That is carried. Thank you. Six, closure of the meeting to the public.
Before we close, I've just had a text for someone who wants to come to public question time. I'll send a text back to see roughly what time.
It won't be roughly 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Yeah.
6 o'clock is public question time.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
I'll just excuse me while we move into closed session.
Rightio. Closure of the meeting to the public. Pursuant to Regulation 17.1 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2025, Council, by absolute majority, close the meeting to the public to consider the following matters in close. 2.1 is the minutes from the 9th of December. 5.1 is Australia Day Awards. 5.2 is Australia Day Awards Citizenships. 5.3, payment for Pelham Telstra Tower. Alrighty. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Cassidy. Any comments, Councillor Honour? Councillor Cassidy? Okay. Those in favour of closure to the meeting, to the public, raise your hands. That is carried. Thank you. And it is 5:09. Okay, councillors, we'll reopen the meeting at 6:14. Chairperson announced that pursuant to Regulation 17.6 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, and having considered privacy and confidential issues, the council may authorise the release to the public of the following discussions, decisions, reports and documents relating to the closed meeting. Wording for that, the confirmation of the minutes in the closed session, which the outcome was confirmed. 5.1, the Australia Day Awards 2026 to be advised, and 5.2, the Australia Day Citizen of the Year Award to be advised. And 5.3, payment for Pelham Telstra Tower is commercial in confidence. Thank you. Notification of workshops, General Manager, do we have any?
None.
Okay.
The next one's the 3rd of February.
Alrighty. Public question time. Have we missed that or have we not?
No, that's next one.
Next one, you've got future workshops.
I've got it. Yep, thank you. Future workshops, 3rd of February at Bothwell at 9 a.m. 10, public question time. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, the Council conducts questions by members of the public. To enable members of the public to ask questions on Council-related matters, questions by the member of the public, the chairperson of any ordinary meeting must ensure that, if required, at least 15 minutes of that meeting is made available for questions by members of the public. 2, a question asked by a member of the public under Regulation 37 or 38 and the answer given to that question is not to be debated at the ordinary council meeting. 3, is a council is to determine any other procedures to be followed in respect public question time at any ordinary council meeting. Questions without notice by the public. A member of the public may, on invitation by the chairperson of any ordinary council meeting, ask a question without notice of that at the meeting. A public question without notice must relate to the activities of the council. The chairperson of an ordinary council meeting may require a public question without notice to be put on notice in writing and answered at a later ordinary council meeting. A member of the public, at least 7 days before an ordinary meeting, give written notice to the general manager of a question to which the member of the public seeks an answer at the meeting. A public question on notice must be relate to the activities of the council. The chairperson of an ordinary council meeting may address a public question on notice. The period referred to in sub-regulation 1 includes Saturdays, Sundays and statutory holidays, but does not include the day on which notice is given under sub-regulation and the day of the ordinary council meeting. I have invited Mrs. Ferguson to speak, Christine, to speak. So if you would like to speak, Christine.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. Well, for those who don't know me, I live here in Hamilton at the rectory and I've been here on and off for 22 years. There's a couple of questions I just wanted to know. I think the Mayor might have helped me that while we had the break. I'm just wondering what is going on about back to Hamilton and what we are intending to do or what the council is intending to do or the committee. Because I think it's, you know, it's getting on. I know it's January and people have been busy with their Christmas, but it's time to, you know, get it moving. Because it's not, I actually don't quite know what date you've got in mind. But that was one question. The other question, I just wondered whether it's possible to make a couple of suggestions, or I know they're questions, but suggestions, about how to make this town better. I mean, it is a sleepy little town. We all know that. There's not a lot of people here, and there's not a lot of people who are prepared to help or can help. I understand that. But there are a few things, I think, to make this town more appealing for... you know, we have a lot of traffic through here every day, all day. Now, we've got a wonderful park down there, beautiful park. I just wondered whether it was a... could be a consideration for the council to actually put some water, put an underground watering system in that park to make it more appealing for people to stop and to, you know, have their children to play. Now, I noticed the other day I went down with my grandchildren during the Christmas period and it was pretty dry. It wasn't very appealing. It was all right. There's lots of lovely places to sit, lovely shade. But it just wouldn't be a very big thing to... I wouldn't have thought a very expensive thing to perhaps look at underground watering system. It means you've got to mow it more often, but, you know, I think that's just council maintenance. The other thing is that things that are very appealing in lots of towns that I've seen are dog parks. I know everyone doesn't like dogs, but a lot of people have got dogs. And if we had a dog park... And I think, really, if we even allowed dogs into that area where the garden is, at the moment we've got signs that says no dogs. All you need is a few bags and a dispenser and a sign that says, you know, please pick up, which in dog parks people do. It's a great social spot for people, not only people in the town, but people travelling through. And we want people to stop. We haven't got much here in Hamilton. We've got the hotel and the cafe, and that's about it. But the more business we can give them with tourists, the better this town will be. Because it's employment for people. You know, if they go bigger, they'll employ more people. So, you know, I know so there's not much to offer here. We all know that because it's such a small village. So that was just a couple of things I thought. And the other thing is I've noticed that the caravan park here with the RV is full. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes I think it's a little bit dangerous along that river road because they tend to park very close to the road. I think it needs to be expanded. And we've got some lovely spots, or the council knows some lovely spots along the river, perhaps up near the weir, but it means it will need money spent. We should probably have to have some toilets and things there, even though most people have got their own toilets. I think as part of the DAs and things that you have to go through with planning, I would think you'd have to have them. But it's a lovely spot. It encourages people to come. And even if they just came from Hobart for the weekend, they don't have to be people, you know, from the interstate. But they've got the hotel, they can meet there, they can have coffee there, and there's lots of things we can, you know, promote, I suppose, around the area. And I know it's very difficult. I mean, you know, I was a member of a council in a small town which was 2,500 people when I arrived. It's now down to 2,200, and it's quite a famous town, Gundagai in New South Wales. It's got quite a few iconic things, tourism things to see, but it's going backwards like a lot of towns. We need to encourage, I think, more people, even if they live in the cities, to come out for weekends or long weekends. And there's a lot of competition around too. So it's not easy, but I think we have a pretty little town here with not lots of things that, you know, people are interested in houses. They're interested in the river. They like fishing. They like... I mean, everyone I've met down here, where it is down there... on the river,
yeah.
They've all said, oh, what a lovely spot, we didn't know about it. So that's just a few things I thought, you know, you might consider. Oh, it's that way, isn't it? Oh, sorry, yes, it is that way. It's the pub down there. You can see I must go to the pub more often. It's that way. Yeah. So I just think it's just a few suggestions, and maybe it's something that the Back to Hamilton Committee could look at.
Yeah.
And some suggestions and maybe, you know, some work doing on it. Because I'm very proud of being here, even though I'm a blow-in. I wasn't born in Tasmania.
You're very interested in what's happening in especially our little town. But one thing, Christine, thank you for coming in and discussing this. The Back to Hamilton Committee we'll be meeting soon, as we had a chat out there. Nadine is the organiser of that, and we should have a community meeting for everyone that's interested, and advertised fairly well for that to happen. And other things that you have mentioned are very interesting and important. And the weir was sort of, it's been discussed a little bit around council and the caravan park on the corner down near the weir. So there's a few little things you have touched on that we haven't forgotten.
The other suggestion is I know that at the showgrounds, they have got a grant to do some showers and things there, because that's another hat I have on.
Okay.
And so that's another place that has the facilities that you might like to use and you know, encourage people to come and stay a couple of nights and spend money in the town. Not many places to spend it, but every dollar.
Oh, it all helps.
It all helps the town and the Central Highlands Council as a whole.
Make a comment, Mayor, that Christine might take back to other community members. So it was part of the structure plan, right? So it wasn't a lot of support for dog parks, right?
Oh, was
but, no, that's within the community. But we don't have to take notice of that. The Mayor, myself and Steve went to the latest Legat conference. The general manager at Brighton did a presentation. Says there's four things we need in towns. Cars. Well, if you can't find a car park in Hamilton, you probably shouldn't have a license, right?
Quite right.
Kids.
Yes.
What are the kids going to do?
Yep.
Walks, playgrounds, dogs. Let's say you've dogs. And coffee, well, we can only make things sort of better for someone that's private. But, the council mowed the weir.
Right.
It probably needs a signage there, Steve.
Yeah, look, the thing being is that there's a couple of problems with River Street itself, you know, because it's so narrow. That causes a bit of a problem. But if we're really serious, we just need to upgrade the areas to make them easier and accessible.
That's right.
Now, if we're going to talk about opening up an area, we need to look at the implications of how can we get people there and how we can get them out. And they're the problems. The other side of it, yes, it'd have to be for those that are self-contained, those that have got their own toilets and those facilities in that location now. But getting off that one, The dogs in particular, we're currently advertised our dog management plan, which needs to be updated. So that's probably an opportunity to just send me an email with those issues in it.
Yeah, so that's open for public comment.
So we'll take those on board.
All right. Absolutely.
And I have some councillors wishing to speak. It's Councillor Meacham, Cassidy and Hall.
Christine, thanks for being here. Thanks for the things that you've put forward. I endorse Jim. I think increasingly people, when they're travelling, expect to travel with their dogs. Mm. As a keen dog owner myself, and it's part of this developing awareness of the importance of dogs and family life. In relation, I do share your idea about developing up near the weir, and I actually put in a budget proposal 3 years ago and costed the development of that as a camping site. From memory, I think it was $621,000, which is not... which is not impossible if we get the right development grant and we get the right sort of... and that was a very automated system. So increasingly, and I was helped in developing that by a cousin who's actually fully developed one of these parks, where you book in online, you get a code, it's an automated arm, and really the only staff you're paying for are looking at the amenities there. I think it's thoroughly worthwhile, and I endorse what you say about this developing trade for the cafe and for the park and for developing the town overall. So, yeah, I'm very supportive.
Thank you, Councillor Cassidy, then Hall.
Listen, Christine, like yourself, I'm a blow-in. Been here since 2009, on council since 2014. I wanted to say that I'm also a dog owner and very passionate about my dog. The 11th of February is the cutoff date to make any comments on the draft dog management policy. if I keep that in the back of your mind to write to Stephen. Insofar as the underground irrigation system, may I ask Stephen, do you know if there's any water that's already plumbed out in that direction?
Not off the top of my head, but I'd say that there would be water in close proximity, I would have thought. One of our issues would be, once you start talking to Taz Water, don't think it's likely to be true.
Before we go any further, can I get Councillor Trivette to comment, because she knows a little bit about the water down there.
Is water there available, sprinklers and stuff there.
Was a fountain or something, wasn't it?
There is a water fountain in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, that would be so nice if you could get that going. I know probably you've got a few vandals around, but...
There's a few taps around the area.
Mm. Okay, we must do some water in there on the side.
Yeah.
So you're really saying let's plumb it in for an automatic watering system? Mm. Yeah, okay.
Had you finished, Councillor Cassidy?
Councillor
Hall. Thanks for coming tonight. Things are great. Getting back to the meeting that we had for the bicentenary of the Hamilton. Back to Hamilton. I think there was you, me, and Councillor Honor, and I think Damien was there as well, and a representative from an organisation up the road up here. But we really didn't get a lot of community involved on the day, and it was sort of it was a bit flat with ideas. And I think he is, but anyway.
I have to say, I didn't know about it. I'd been away. If you can give me a date you're going to have that, I'll try and get a few people who, are interested and who might help. Honestly, it's just getting people. Anyone with ideas. But there are a lot of people around here, I'm sure, have got great ideas. Sometimes they're a bit hesitant, especially when council's involved in saying what they really think.
And we can always have a survey and get the ideas in.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be there in person.
No, they can send them in.
I think we just need a few more people in the community to come in and compress it a bit better. Because it makes it a bit hard when you don't live here.
I know, should get the locals, because they're the ones
here. Yeah.
I agree.
Mm. Especially with the knowledge that some people know in the community, it's...
Mm. Well, hopefully Nadine will be into that very soon and get a meeting going. Mm-hmm. We need to advertise better, get something moving sooner than later. I know that the hotel's already got their hats and T-shirts ready to go, they're pretty excited,
Well, there should be someone from down there, too, that be interested to join.
Doug wants to join. Yeah, he wants to be on the...
And now he's a resident.
Yeah. Mm. That's all good. Any other comments, Councillor?
So let's get the watering system into our budget consideration.
I'll talk to Jason and
and we can get an estimate and then we can go through it during budget.
And I just sent you an email with the suggestions today.
Yes. There's already drip watering that goes through the trees down there.
Yeah.
Councillor Cassidy.
I was just wondering, Stephen, if it's possible that we could put a pump and a siphon down there at the river and pump it up that way.
Siphon.
Might have to talk to the Clyde Water Trust in regards to that. Would that be correct?
The Trust actually got a water right to pump direct from Meadowbank, which supplies water really close by. I'm sure they would be open to
supplying water. I think that'd be
That's a good move.
Okay, any other comments, Christine?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you all, and I hope some of my suggestions might be okay.
I think they're very good.
Well, I'm happy to help if you need any help.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
You shouldn't have said that.
No, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
You've got to remember I'm an ex-councillor and an ex-administrator too, so there you go.
Okay.
I'm not a popular administrator, I can tell you.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you do.
Amalgamation was the problem.
That made you good then.
Are there many that aren't?
No, I'm sure they're not.
The word you were looking for was future councillor.
I mean, we think I can get a bit old for that, but anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks,
Christine. Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
Okie dokie, so presentation, deputation, I guess.
Yes. Well, I think
put that on the
yeah, let go of that one. Yeah, Christine, good.
Bit of air.
Yeah, please. Acting as a planning authority, we aren't.
Okay, yes, and then over to 15. Mayoral and elected members' activities. Mover, please. Councillor Honour, Councillor Cassidy, any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, I missed a couple of them out there. I guess I just missed the deadline, so obviously the annual general meeting. And also the council breakup. I was also involved in that as well. And the deconsecration, the final mass at St. Michael's All Angels, I was there as well.
Okay,
we've documented that. All good. Any other councillor comments? Back to the... Councillor Trivett.
There's a couple there that I'd forgotten to put through as well.
Okay.
That was the 9th of December, the workshop childcare, Bothwell.
Okay.
And the school presentation at Glenora on the 16th of December.
Okay, thank you. GM's got that one.
I'd also the childcare
too. I think we're all meant to send our own in. I've got a couple missing, but I've forgotten to send them in.
Try to get them into Katrina.
Okay.
In future.
Katrina's done a good job to remember what I've been doing. Have been asked, so...
Councillor Merchant, what was your comment?
Oh,
simply that I was at the childcare
seminar.
Got that one? Yep.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I went to the school break at the hospital.
You did?
And also at the childcare workshop.
Okay. Rightio, we've got that one too. Very good. All right, Councillor Honour, back to the mover. You're the mover, any comments?
No.
You like to close?
Yes.
Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That is carried. Carry. 15.1, the mayoral government departments, government agencies and parliamentary members' letters and announcements. The one in there, I've had a talk with the GM, isn't actually the actual draft. Correct draft, the final draft, and the typos and all those things in there certainly didn't go through to the Premier. So, edited letter was sent from the Hamilton office, so there'd be a record of that on the Hamilton system, if that helps. And you've got the letters in there. We order. Joe Palmer, Bridget Archer, Madeline Ogilvie,
Nick Dygan,
all there to read. 16 is operational matters arising. 16.1.
Councillor Archer.
Now, in regard to the letters, I'd just like to commend you on how well they're written. They're generally pretty much on the mark. I think they're great. And have there been any responses to their request for cabinet meetings here?
No, not as yet.
And I'm wondering if we could encourage the general manager to perhaps lobby the senior staff for perhaps the Premier, just to see what we can do in terms of getting a response favourably disposed towards a meeting with council and cabinet.
Yeah,
we can work with that.
So can I make a comment, Mayor, please? When we had a cabinet meeting at Bothwell probably 10 years ago, but they sat in on our... Remember that?
Was it
we had one at Bothwell. We had one at Mayor as well.
Another one at Bothwell, but they sat around the table with us for a number of agenda items, And then when our agenda finished, they went on to their cabinet meeting.
And hopefully
so I'm hoping that's when who was premier then?
Gatlin?
Wanga? No, 10 years ago. The first Liberal premier.
Hodgman.
Hodgman. Yeah. Hodgman. Thanks,
oh, yeah,
David.
That's going back a while.
Well, you would have been there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's when Hodgman, he came and he sat next to Deirdre.
I was thinking of the Lakes one.
Yeah.
Well, was excellent.
And then there's another one with Gutwin was premier.
That's right.
That was up in Moana.
That was good too.
Yeah.
We got a lot of feedback from months after the meeting.
Yeah, but that's what we need to do.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've got to get this place on the map.
So.
We will be hearing from the Premier's advisor.
Yeah, he's got a formal letter, so he's got to reply to it.
We will be hearing from
him. Well,
okay, 16.
He probably doesn't want to reply.
Alrighty.
You just need to incorporate stadium into our request.
Of course. 16.1, health and wellbeing plan, move it, please.
What are we up to?
Councillor
Honour. 16.1, health and
wellbeing. Councillor Cassidy. Councillor, on the other move, would you like to comment?
No, it's pretty well straightforward.
Councillor Cassidy as a seconder.
Nothing.
Councillor Laws, any comments? Alrighty. Back to Councillor Honour to close.
Yeah, no.
Closing
no,
debate.
Kat's done a terrific job with it.
It's done well, yeah, done well. We've got there. Alrighty, those in favour.
Just before we move on, Mayor, there's quite a bit of discussion about the various meetings that we've had in regard to childcare projects. I just wondered, is there an update there in terms of something concrete coming out of it that you're able to share at this time?
I can't speak on the Premier's behalf, but I'm expecting to get some word back about the childcare.
The neighbourhood house for childcare.
Not neighbourhood house, childcare.
Okay.
In Bothwell. So. Fingers crossed.
If I go back to me, 500,000 to Gretna for the cricket pavilion. That is a massive success, really. The cricket club there have been sort of angling at these greens for 10 years, I reckon.
That's a very good.
Yeah, that'd be a massive boost to Gretna.
Yeah. What happens from there, General Manager? Is that...
We're actually waiting for the grant deed at this point in time, but we've gone through the process. We're doing a DA for... So, in other words, we want to get everything in place, and as soon as we find out, you know, the grant deed, once we've got that, then we can start calling tenders.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is good. Thank you.
The one hopes the deed turns up ready quickly rather than waits a full year and the thing goes to 600,000.
Well, yeah, sooner
and we
than
have
later.
To fund up the extra 100. Yeah. So anyway, there's fingers crossed.
Yeah. No, look, it shouldn't be that far away.
Yeah.
That will be good. Okay, where was I? Councillor Honour to close.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Okay, I'll just carry. 16.2. Move it, Councillor Cassidy. And Councillor Allwright. Would you like to comment, Councillor Cassidy, as the mover?
Well, they're giving options there for sunscreen, hats, drink bottles. I don't know if $5 per child would be sufficient money. So I was thinking that perhaps we could bump it up a little bit, maybe 750 or something.
Would you be happy with that as a seconder, Councillor Wright?
Well, I'm happy enough, though. I was just going to say they've applied for 500. Why don't we just give them that? Obviously we've got to support these sorts of groups if they ask for 500. And most of them, Shelley would probably know more than me. She works out there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that these guys up there speak so highly of the council for donating money for this. They absolutely love it. The kids absolutely love it.
And we've done it before.
They look forward to it like for months before it even happens.
That is good. Well, the recommendations there, and it was moved by Councillor Cassidy, seconded by Councillor Orride. Any other comments, councillors? No? Okay, I'll put the... Are you closed, Councillor Cassidy?
Nothing more to add, thank you.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation up. And those in favour, please raise your hands. That's carried, and that's good feedback from Councillor Triffitt. Yeah. 17, operational matters, 17.1, works and services. A recommendation, mover please, Councillor Honour. And a seconder, Councillor Hall. Councillor Honour, comments?
No, you've done a wonderful job again. So I need congratulating on the work that they've done.
Thank you. Councillor Hall, seconder. Councillors, Councillor Orright.
So maybe Steve might get some feedback to Edward, who's just slashed Jones River Road. He did a massively good job there. And, you know, the grass was that high. The only thing is, we could have bailed it, I reckon. But, yeah, and it looks so good. And, yeah.
And that was Edward, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to him down there. But,
very good. We've got some good workers. We're so lucky.
Yeah.
Councillor Archer.
Now, I've mentioned a number of times in meetings that the... slashing late in the season is a very risky venture. I note that the fires in Victoria, one of them at least, is now purported to have been started by slashing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that we really need, as a council, to be trying to get our slashing done in a timely fashion. And I think it's we're in the fortunate position where there's a big range of rainfalls, and so there are areas like Hamilton that are, you know, 2 months ahead of some of the highland areas in terms of drying off. But I think we need to be very, very cognizant of slashing at this time of year. I note that the next 4 weeks' work program includes more slashing, and I think that is the case, and they need to be very cognizant of the fire risk and taking appropriate fire handling equipment with them if that's going to go on. But I'd really like to see all this done much earlier, more equipment thrown in early, and then perhaps some follow-up, knowing where it's regrown in areas like these high-rainfall areas that we've just discussed. But I think council is in jeopardy if we're not very careful about how we handle roadside slashing. I think it's a huge asset, the way we've been able to do it in the past.
Mm.
We've been able to use it basically as fire breaks right through the municipality. But I do urge councillors to be very aware that there's a big risk there, in my view, of us getting caught out with starting fires. And the way to do that is throw more resources early. If we've got to buy more equipment or get in more hires, absolutely, let's do that. But if we are to be doing more slashing and mowing in areas where the grass is starting to dry now, then I think we need to be encouraging our work staff to be having appropriate fire equipment with them while they're doing that job.
Perhaps Works and Services could give us a bit of an update on that next meeting.
Well, we have spoken about it a lot. And,
yeah.
And we just need to make some, get stuff done rather than just continually talk about it.
I'll have a discussion with Jason and Barry.
You'll discuss with Jason.
Yeah.
Yep, Barry. Councillor Cassidy, how'd you handle
it? I just want to say, I think it was maybe a couple of years ago that it was a moor that stirred the fire there in Brighton.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
So it is a serious problem, not having a spark. That's all it takes. It's a blade hitting a rock, and that's...
And I think I was going to invite the Tas Fire Service to give us an update on the area as well. They come along every so often, as you know. It's important we get them on board as well to give us a bit of an update. So, Councillor Honour, you were the mover.
Yep, no, nothing else to add, thanks.
Alrighty, in saying that, I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Alrighty, carried.
Just as a matter of interest, the section of the Hollow Tree Road has been proof-rolled and it's fine. So they've now moved on to what I call million acre lane, I mean 1,000 acre lane.
Very good. 18.1, financial report. Mover, please. Councillor Orright and Councillor Cassidy. Any comments as the mover, Councillor Orright?
So just a question to Steve. I'm assuming $100,000 less cost year to date, $200,000. Less income year to date. That's just a matter of like when timing issues, you know, but strategic.
Yeah, we had a discussion with Zeeshan, and he was very quick to point out it was timing issues in regards to grants because...
Was he anticipating a question?
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah. That's what I assume. There's no strategic purpose to try and,
Mayor, I noticed that in our activities, we've basically almost expended our total year's budget on some items like the Highland Digest. There's only, we've spent $14,300 of a $15,000 budget.
That's because it's a one-off payment.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's been paid in the past one-off, So that's what it is.
Same as insurances.
Yeah. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, Councillor Cassidy is the seconder.
Yeah, I just want to say that Zeeshan, he presents these reports just better and better and better. Just so much information, just really excellent.
Yes, he's very good. Councillors, any comments, any further comments? Okay, back to the mover to close.
I'm all done.
All right, those in favour, please raise your hands. Alrighty, that is carried. 19, did we go straight into 19 from a...
21. Attachment.
Okay. Mover, please, Councillor Meacham. Seconder, Councillor Cassidy.
On what page?
Page 60 for me.
Do you want to catch my eye? Yeah, I've got you. Yeah.
Councillor Meacham, you're the mover.
Look, I'm very pleased to see at last some progress on the very last couple of paragraphs in that report. Credit to Jim for getting them moving on the residential property weed control program on the Central Plateau. This was a subject of an application in 2024 to the Capital Fund. We got $8,000. Did an application on behalf of the DCP, got $8,000, but it's taken this long to get to this damn point. And thanks Jim for getting the moving on it. They are looking at a launch along with some and the Dr. Shaw.
What did they say? They want a couple of workshops up there.
Yes, they do. And so the launch is probably in the next couple of months. The people, the key holders who get responsible for dispensing the chemicals, they've been trained. It took a while, but we've got all the resources in place to do it safely. It's a great program. It just needs... Damien, this is where we'd be looking for some sort of coverage. Probably Ella from DCP will... she's a communications person. We'll channel it through you if you may, and also the Highland Digest.
Thank you. Councillor Cassidy, seconder. Councillors. Okay, back to Councillor Meacham to close.
No, I've covered the issues, I think. Thank you.
Those in favour of the recommendation, raise your hands, please. Okidaki.
Has there been any movement on the Willows? That's possible.
Willows, any info?
Have you seen any?
I can report, Mayor, that I've had some discussions with Leia about the concern that they have being able to progress removing willows from Croker's Alley. Apparently there's a landowner there who's got water that's been running onto their land, which is going to be too wet to get the excavators in to do the removal. And so I've managed to get Riverside Trust to have their own equipment there this week. They'll get an excavator in of their own to stop water. Apparently the water's been running from Ramsey's Dam to the river, which is supposed to go into the measuring weir above the town to keep the flows at an adequate level, but it's become clogged with kumbungi. So it's been spilling. It's been sprayed once early in the season, but the kumbungi is so vigorous it's come back, so the trust has undertaken to put an excavator in at either the end of this week or early next to clean that out, and that should stop the inundation of the lady's property and allowing it to dry out in time.
Allowing it to dry.
But I also understand that they're only proposing to do the Croker's Alley section in terms of willow removal for this coming season, which to me seems vastly inadequate, but that's... they've got a work schedule, and I'd really encourage them to come to council and talk to us about it. I think it's just such a wonderful opportunity to get a lot of work done with that sort of budget.
But
they've got, if you read the report, which I'm sure we all have, they've submitted their suggestions of what flood areas can be removed, And again, I'd just like to get the Durham catchment people to come and chat to us about timeliness of getting these things done. You know, it's very frustrating for landowners who want to see the willows gone like yesterday and the day before to be hearing that there won't be any removed other than Croker's Alley in the next 12 months.
So the grant lasts 3 years.
Correct, that's right. Yeah. But we'd like to see it all done tomorrow, of course.
So who would we invite to come along and speak?
Well, Leah is apparently the woman who's in charge directly of this willow removal project, but Eve's the boss, so you'd talk to Eve as well as Josie.
Perhaps we could. General manager will take that on board. Thank you.
There needs to be some discussion, Stephen, directly, just in terms of how much we can get done for the money, and see if we can't get really serious co-contributions out of landowners and make a big, big input while we've got this money for flood removal.
That's fine. We don't need any motions for that, do we? No. Alrighty. 20 operational, 20.1 is development environmental services. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Honour. Seconder? Councillor Cassidy? Councillor Honour as a mover, any comments?
26 to 28. No comment.
Councillor Cassidy?
No.
Councillors, any comments?
It's committed work for around 26 to 28.
Okay, back to Councillor Honour to close. All right, those in favour, please raise your hand. That is carried. Twenty-one is operational matters and governance. 21.1 is inquiry local government financial reform. Did you need to speak to this one, Stephen? It's your report.
Yeah. Look, the thing being is that I would have liked to have run this past the finance committee, but there was a bit of difficulty in trying to achieve that. Really, where I sit, they're the comments that I've put together. We've got till the 3rd of February to actually make a final response. So if any councillors have got any comment that they wish or want to include in this, send them to me and we'll do a final draft and send it out to all councillors to make sure you're happy with what we send out.
Could I have a mover for that? I forgot to get a mover, Councillor Cassidy. Seconder? Councillor Ora? Councillor Cassidy, would you like to comment?
Oh, well, yeah, I'll seal this up, Terry. The other day I heard an interesting discussion on the ABC radio about bus services, and there was a fellow that was from New Zealand and another one from some rural community here in Tassie, I believe. And they were suggesting instead of, these regular-sized buses, that they actually, the state could employ the smaller buses like Julia drives the school children. They're cheaper to operate and easier to fill. The long or normal buses, with the amount of passengers we have, it might take one-third, the smaller buses would probably be full. And they could run more frequently and probably cheaper.
Okay. Councillor, all right, you're the seconder.
So, I lost my train of thought.
That's good.
I'll think of it in a minute, probably. Yeah, sorry.
All right. Councillors, Councillor Hall.
Well, what I really can't understand is, Mayor, is that they can't even support the Area Connect bus, which only caters for about 10 people, which they have cut us back to one day a fortnight. I mean, they're giving us, there's nothing. There's a little bus that comes up here once a fortnight, and they're not even supporting that. They've took this one service away from us. I just can't work it out, Mayor. But anyway.
Councillor Honour?
Jonathan Dunningham.
Yes.
Was responsible for the big bus not taking passengers. He was the one that said, oh no, this area connect will be good, it's going to be 3 days a week.
Yep.
He was the one who liaised with the townspeople.
But he's a federal senator.
He wasn't back then.
No, he used to come up here and talk to councillors.
Yes. But it was him. He was the one that said, oh no, you'll be fine, because you'll have 3 days a week and all this. Went to 2 days a week, 1 day a week, 1 day a fortnight, as per usual with the Liberal government. So Jonathan Dunningham needs to talk on it, mate.
Right, I see you're very passionate about that.
Yes.
Okay, where to from here? The Councillor Hall, you have had
not one day there, but they've also taken it away from who's due. So they just haven't done it at the bottom.
No.
They've done it over here too. So, I mean, this is a Central Highlands issue and everybody that comes into my shop complain about that they have a doctor's appointment in Hobart, but they can't get the doctor's appointment once a fortnight. They're trying to organise their lives around once a fortnight, and this cannot be done.
Yeah, look, there's some options. We've got a bus in it. How many seater bus is it?
8-seater bus.
There's an 8-seater. Council, if we could get volunteers to drive that, then there's an option to fill the gaps. I can get you a bus service if you're prepared to pay for it. And that could be 4 days a week. But if we're going to do a bus service and pay for it and get 5 people to use it, it's not very cost effective. No. That's part of our problem.
Could we incorporate it with the Wises bus, do
you? You need a driver.
Yeah, look, the thing being is that I'm not sure that all people have 3 days to get to work and 3 days to get back.
Where to from here?
Look, basically what I'm saying is that they're the comments that we're making, because there's cost shifting from the state and federal government. They drop it in our lap, in local government's lap, but they don't send us any more funding for it. In fact, they laugh at us and say, well, the community thinks you should deliver it, so you better deliver it. So this is the ideal opportunity to, have a bit of a go back as to the issues that we think are causing us the problems. One of those is the Grants Commission itself, and that's the distribution and methodology of the grant. There's still a percentage that goes to the cities. I've had a fundamental problem with that for years and years and years. It was 30% last year. They finally decided to drop it. And when I say drop it, there's still a calculation. I've gone through and checked their calculations. They didn't fare too badly out of the new methodology. So, and this is our real problem. The smaller councils are the ones that are expected to pick up the tab.
Yeah.
In a lot of these things. Do I think we're going to get a great deal of joy out of putting a submission to this? Most probably not. But if we don't, we've got a problem.
Sounds larger.
Yeah, I think fundamentally, one of the biggest issues we've got is lack of reliability. That if people knew that the bus would be there each day, then it would be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If people know they can catch a bus, they can make the arrangements around it. And unfortunately, when you continually cut the days available, the times available, people look for alternatives, or they don't do it at all, or they leave the district, which
That's
to
right.
me is the greatest threat. We've got a large cohort, particularly in Bothwell, of elderly women who rely upon medical care, and we all do that. As we become older, they can't get the level of care they're entitled to, which makes their decisions about staying more difficult. And so as a community, we really need to be supporting these people and giving them access. We need it for employment. And the logical choice is to get something sensible out of the education department. Like, there's a bus goes down every jolly day at the same time, comes back every night. It's just nonsense that we can't get a better outcome for transporting adults on their half-full school bus.
I think I've sent you emails from the responses I received.
That doesn't mean we should get it up. I think it's completely unacceptable responses that we've had.
Well, the thing being is that I said to them, so does that mean school children can't get on MTT buses?
You know, it's wrong. Mm. And that would solve so many of our problems. Even if they just get them from Bottle Milk Mobo, for instance, if they just get them from Derwent Bridge where they can get to New Norfolk and get additional services. But we do need to fill those gaps. And the way to fill the gaps, I think, is using the bus that's there anyway.
Yeah, like, correct.
We're not looking for a new service. The service is there. Just be sensible about how we use it. Yeah, there's no evidence at all. I've never seen anything to suggest that school children are being given a hard time in these country's buses by inappropriate behaviour from adults. Yeah. Show me where the data is.
Mm.
Now, there's a smoke and mirrors. It's just a bloody excuse. And as a community, we just need to make a lot more fuss about it, I think. And I encourage the general manager to take the approach he's done, which is continuing to lobby about it.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're losing enough services across the board. So
it's the day-to-day that's the essential
thing. Yeah,
this nonsense about once a week, once a month, you know, it's just, how can you plan around that?
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's just a nonsense. It's, at best, lip service. But it really isn't providing what the community needs.
All righty. So that's something we'll continue with.
So give me the feedback that in regards to this, and we'll put something together as a final document to actually forward to the inquiry.
Yes. So, councillors, any feedback goes to GM?
And I'll forward it out.
Yep, okay.
That's it. People are in favour of the motion.
Councillor Orrock, you had your hand up, but you're the seconder. Have you spoken as seconder?
Oh, no, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, that's right, okay. Off you go.
So, just a broader financial reform question. The feds were looking at reinstating 1% of gross income. So, is that hot air, Steve? 1% of their gross taxation. Income, it's dropped from 1% to 0.5%, but they are talking, but I don't know. The question was whether Steve knows whether that's hot air or whether there's anything coming out.
If it was the Tasmanian government, I'd say no. Look, it's blatantly obvious that if there's going to be a fair portion, there should be a fair portion distributed to local government.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's the motor tax or the fuel, heavy vehicle tax. There's been 1.5 million since the day they bought it in.
But that's the state government.
State government. And, and they've turned around and said, oh, they'll give us 3.5 for 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just chicken feed.
Yeah.
You know,
but no question, I suppose, but has there been any other discussion that you're aware of about the federal government intention?
Both the Labor and Liberal have said that, as far as they're concerned, that they'd be pushing for it to come up to 1%.
So, the trouble is, I suppose, once they buy the guns, there won't be any money left.
Well, I suppose the worst thing for us is once they start building the stadium, you won't get much out of the Tasmanian government.
Yeah.
Alrighty, any other councillors before I go back to the mover? Councillor Cassidy, you're the mover to close.
Just to reiterate my position on this financial reforms and so forth. You know, the decisions that we make here at council, some of them, they actually affect adjacent councils. So let's say, for example, decisions that the state government make, as an example, also not just affect our council, but let's say adjacent councils. By withdrawing the bus service, my wife used to ride that bus to university. So that's forced us back onto the road, forced her onto the road, forced me driving her. Now, how does that affect an adjacent council? Well, Hobart City Council and so forth are constantly attacking the cars in the city, the number of cars in the city, and so forth. So, you know, the state government putting more cars on the road, you know, has actually adversely affected not just us, our municipality, but also Hobart City Council as well. And probably throughout the state, because there'd be other councils adversely affected when bus services were cut. So I think that we really need to fight and fight hard on this issue. We need to advocate.
Yes. Okay, thank you. So now I'll put the recommendation forward. Moved by Councillor Cassidy, second by Councillor All right, those in favour, please raise your hand. Carried. Thank you. 21.2, local government electoral reform. Oh, this is the biggie one, isn't it? Okay. Could I have a mover, please? Councillor Archer Meacham. Councillor Archer, you're the mover. Would you like to begin?
Yes, I think the document's been prepared for us has been very well done. Yeah, drawing the comparisons between the number of legislative councillors is a very good way of promulgating what's a crazy system. It's done a terrific job of highlighting it. I've got some concern, number 30, if I can just find that quickly.
Perhaps we could go through each one.
Well, I don't feel it's necessary. I just thinking that there's some odd aberrations that I'd just like some clarity on. One of them, for instance, is it talks about council going into caretaker mode.
What part is that?
Reform number 30. And in that one, it talks about the expenditure greater than 1% of the general revenue or $100,000, whichever is greater.
Which is what we do.
Big time.
Our budget's 10 million, so 100,000 would be right.
That's right, but I know from my time in when we've been in caretaker mode, we really don't go anywhere near that. That. To me, that would be much more than would normally.
The problem has been is that some councils have not taken that view and that they've really overstepped the mark.
To me, this is very generous. 100 grand is a pretty generous caretaker mode expenditure. Now, they're obviously, there are contracts that might need to be finalised, or you can understand the odd exception, but I think as a rule, certainly in our council, we'd never have spent anything like that. To me, that just seems particularly generous in terms of the amounts. There are other minor things, I think the document as drafted is very good. And I'd just like to congratulate whoever's done this, Katrina or Steve, or whoever's put this together for us.
Stephen, wasn't it?
Right, it's combination. Very good document, thank you. And I think you've actually put our case well. And I'd welcome some more discussion around the table as to the other improvements that could be made.
Okay, so I think what councillors need to do is go through and put your hand up. Tell me which reform you're referring to so I can keep up with you. Who was the second? The Councillor Meacham?
Yeah, look, I suggest, I think a lot of them we'd probably be ready to tick through, so I suggested what we'd have to say that we just refer to the specific reform. The majority of them I think we're probably in agreement on.
Yeah.
I'd point towards reform number 5. In terms of the number of nominators, I think that's well written and well argued and is a very valid concern. Reform 16, removing the general restriction on publishing a candidate's name or image without their consent, that is a reform that would bring us in line with state and federal practice.
Correct.
And it's actually one that I would very much endorse. I think it would make the electorate. I'm not looking for endorsement from you, Mr. Vesta. That would make, I think, the electoral process throughout Tasmania much more competitive and much more responsive to community needs. Page 66. Oh, I notice here we require new candidates to complete a pre-nomination training course approved.
Where was that one, sorry?
Reform number 10 on page 66. Yes. I'm very endorsing that one. Thank you for seeing it.
New candidates, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and it is new. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Not returning.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. That's the compromise. In terms of the number of councillors, I've talked to a lot of councillors in other areas. And there's a lot of concern about reducing, on the population equation, reducing us to 5 councillors and concern about maintaining quorum. And I think there's a very solid argument to be made in favour of limiting reductions to 7.
Yeah, we've already made a response to that one on the basis that we leave it as it is at 9.
That's fine. Yeah, I agree.
Because of the area, etc., wasn't it?
Look, are they those councils that were reduced to five have rattled the cage.
Yeah.
Or proposed to be made to five have rattled the cage.
I don't think there's a lot of support, even among big councils, for that to
happen.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of support, and I think the government's probably gone a bit lukewarm.
And that's my ring around it, councillors and big councils have been saying they don't think it's right.
Irrespective of a quorum, you just don't have enough critical mass to different views across the table.
And in the instance of our LGA, really, we service four very distinct communities. Bothell area, Hamilton Ouse, Derwent, Bronte, and the Central Plateau.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to get decent representation of concerns across those four areas, you need more than five councillors. And seven would be stretching it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Councillor Hall, you had your hand up?
With this here, and I think as me and Steve might have discussed this probably early last week, I think the LGAT, we pay a fee to these guys.
Yeah, they're not very helpful with this one.
These people are letting us hang out to dry. They're not helping us in any way, shape or form in some, you know, like... It's a tough gig. It just seems like that the state government do not want councillors or local government making a few decisions for their community, which is in the benefit of them. And I think as the local government, the LGAT, do really a very little to help us in some of these reforms. They should be advocating to say, well, look, hang on, this is what so many councillors, yes. You know, I think it's very how would I put it? Left out to hang to dry.
But it's a bit like the state government. There's been five discussion papers in the last 3 months that have been put out, and quite clearly, it makes it a bit difficult to try to respond to all of them. And that's why they do it.
The critically,
Critically,
the GAT didn't actually come back to the councils before they made their decision to support the reduction in numbers. They didn't even come back to us. They didn't come back to their members. They just who's the chairman there, Tucker?
Yeah,
they just made a decision.
Yeah, they didn't support it.
He came out quite clearly and said that the LGAT supported it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He just made a decision.
Councillor
Cassidy?
Yeah, well, you know, I believe that this Liberal government, they're determined to diminish democracy any way they can, because I firmly believe they want councils to merely be a rubber stamp on all their nonsense, all their thought bubbles. And, you know, all you have to do is look at the stadium issue in Hobart City Council. They weren't happy with that, so they took it out of their hands. They made it a project of state significance. Then they diddled around with that. It's all about the Liberal government ramrodding through whatever they want. So I believe, now I've made a personal submission. I haven't sent it off yet, so I've got a little bit of time. But I would encourage each and every one of you, and I'll be happy. I promise you I will. Email my submission around. Please read it and put it in your own words or add to it or subtract from it. But I think that we need to fight the state government, push back, and push back hard.
Yeah. All right. How long have we got to do this?
What they're trying to ramrod on, you know, what they're trying to ram down our throats, you know, what have they done? You know, they've gone from 25 to 35. They brought in more advisors. We're spending more taxpayer money. And, you know, they're trying to, you know, crush us like ants. Fight. If we don't fight, and we're going to have to live with it. Even if I don't get re-elected, I don't give a shit. I think that we need to fight.
Thank you. We have to the 28th of February.
Yeah. Basically, what I'm saying is, give me your feedback. I'll do a final draft, forward it out to councillors, and we'll take it from there.
When would you like the feedback? in by, because if it's 28th closing.
Yeah, well, preferably before the 28th of February.
We've got a workshop on the 3rd.
On the morning of the 28th.
Yeah, thanks for that. Look, yeah, quite clearly, have a think about it. Give us a call. We'll put some feet, put some more around it and take it from there.
So the general manager's role there, that's going to be pretty much trashed.
Yeah, I'm not the right person to ask in regards to that, because I've always had the opinion that the general manager's role should not exist.
Well, I'm eligible to go on it, but I've never gone.
When I say that, the shackies are the ones, because they don't reside in the area, that then means they got the general manager's role. When you own properties and farms and they have, they're owned by companies, directors and whatever, you can vote on your own behalf and as a director of the farm. So you get two votes, a maximum of two votes. My issue there is it looks as though they're trying to take that away.
Yeah.
Whereas what they're really trying to say is that there's a possibility that a person could be on the House of Assembly role, but also on the General Manager's role, because he's a shacky or he's shifted into the area and there's been a duplication. They're the ones they want to try and clean up, but I don't trust them that that's what they want to try and achieve. That's the reason why I put that one in there.
So, if the closing date's 28th of February, if you send your comments in to Stephen sooner than later...
The sooner we get them, the better, but, quite clearly, when you can get round them.
Maybe, if we have enough time on the 3rd of February, should we discuss it more?
Well, we can do that, yeah.
That's
in the workshop, on the workshop agenda. And we'll have a council meeting before the 28th, won't we?
February.
17th February. Well, there you go.
Okay, well, we bring it back to the 17th of February.
Prepared and ready to go, hopefully. Okay, council meeting was the seconder. Did you speak or
not? Yes, I did speak on time.
Okay, the mover was Councillor Archer to close.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mayor. I would agree with all the statements that have been made, other than requiring new candidates to fill in the training. I think we need to encourage anyone we can to get into local government. There are same existing incentives now were I faced with the opportunity to do a course and not stand, that's the choice I'd take, I think. It's already difficult enough hurdles to getting people involved. I just don't think it's productive, and I've, in my own case, I found that the most effective way of training was attending the outside opportunities that we were given through the GATT to attend meetings, assemblies. I think a lot more out of that than I would have done out of any training course. So I'd encourage councillors to respond to the general manager, but I think well done. If you don't make any changes, particularly in the document now, then it is read, I think it's very good.
And thank you, Stephen and Katrina. Okie dokie. Well, I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Is Councillor Cassidy right?
I'm not exactly in favour.
Okay.
I think it needs tweaking.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
That's where we go back to.
Yeah, I know.
Stephen.
Basically what we're going to do is we won't forward it until we get further feedback.
In that case...
So the motion is to support the tweaking.
This is the recommendation moved by Councillor Archer, second by Councillor Meacham. Those in favour of that recommendation, please raise your hands. So are you raising your hand or not, Councillor Cassidy?
No.
You're against? No. Alrighty, so... All councillors except for Councillor Cassidy, who was against. Alrighty. So, obviously that's carried. Do we need a motion for the closing date, 28th of February, submissions to go in or anything? No. Alrighty. That is good. We've done that one. Supplementaries, we haven't got any, I don't believe. Ooh. I can see closure coming up, so thank you everyone. I'll close the meeting at 7:23.